from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joe, we do have Marlins tickets to give away at some point here to see Ohtani, so whenever you want to do that.
Wait a second. Shohei Ohtani?
Yes, that one.
Guy going for 50-50? Can you believe that? 50-50, man. Aaron Judge had just a ridiculous season himself, but this potential to have, he's got 44 home runs, got 46 stolen bases. That big dude, he's a big guy. He can friggin' run. You know, you expect him to drive in 100 and, you know, hit home runs, but my God, 46 stolen bases. So he's going for 50-50. How cool would that be if that happened down here, the 50-50? I can promise you this, you may never see it again, and that wouldn't be an exaggeration. Somebody can run like that and hit with that kind of power. That'd be a rare one to see. That would be you know who else could do that, could steal bases? And actually, Barry Bonds' father, Bobby Bonds, who was my right fielder growing up, when Willie was in center, there was this young guy named Bobby Bonds. He could really run. But hit for power, not like his son, but he was a hell of a player, man. He was a hell of a player for sure. All right. Hey, welcome back here for the 9 o'clock hour as we continue on. I got a little stat for you, Woody. I've been dying. I was going to hit you with this tomorrow, but I didn't want to wait for this Thursday night football game tomorrow. My God, I can't believe it's here. Ravens going to Kansas City. You know what Lamar's record is against Mahomes?
Not good?
Well, 1-4.
Yeah.
Everybody's got the bad record against Mahomes except Joe Burrow. I think Joe Burrow's the only one that is like, when I'm not hurt, I'm pretty good against him. I'm just hurt all the damn time. You know what Josh Allen's record is against Mahomes? 3-0. Mahomes is 3-0 in the playoffs against Josh Allen. But 1-3 in a regular season. So Josh has won some. He just hasn't been able to win when it counts the most.
The more I think the Ravens are going to win, I keep hearing people like you think the Ravens are going to win. Makes you want to take the Chiefs even more, doesn't it?
Why do I think the celebration thing and, guys win again, you're going for number three and you wave. And meanwhile, Baltimore's got to still be pissed about losing that game.
Yeah.
I mean, you are set up. You are the best team in football. Everybody thought, hey, Baltimore, nobody's beating them. They go to San Francisco, win, beat us. Well, then beat us, pounded us. And then they lose to Kansas City. Kansas City's run in the playoffs last year was tremendous. Being able to go to Buffalo, go to Baltimore, and then in the Super Bowl. And by the way, all tight ball games, right? No, all the same way. Like, all right, we know how to win tight ball games. We'll win those. And if I get the ball last, you're in trouble. And it happened. So anyway, it's going to be a fun year. And looking forward to it. The Dolphins and Jacksonville, 1 o'clocker. And by the way, Jacksonville's pretty good. I mean, it's not like they're trying to rebuild. They just paid their quarterback a lot of friggin' money, Trevor Lawrence. They've added some pieces, and I hear what they're feel like they've got a really good team too. So all coming up here, man. So I got to ask you, Woody. I haven't done this on purpose, and I was trying to wait as long as. What are your expectations for this? For the Dolphins team as it stands right now. And I'm not doing that Omar, well, if we get injured, it all changes. Well, if the right guys get in, if the key guys get injured, it's over for everybody.
Well, that's with any sport. That's usually how these things yes. work, right? I mean, come on.
So
you're asking me as things sit today?
As we sit right now, you know what the team looks like. You know who's coming back.
10 wins would be pretty successful for them.
See, I got them. See, and it was funny. I looked at this thing, and I spent some time on this in my loser life that I had last night.
Mm-hmm.
I think 11-6 is doable.
I'm sure it's doable.
So I don't
now,
know.
Again, to get to that, you know, things would have to break in the right way for you.
So they've
got probably wins you the division, right?
So we know one thing about Mike's teams. They have started, and it's a new year.
They
that
have
doesn't mean
fast.
8-3 and 9-3 the first 2 years. He started 17-6 in the first his first two seasons. It's been the December and
well,
January
didn't do them
problems.
Any, the problem is they didn't do him any favors with the last six games of the schedule. It was like, why don't we just really test the Dolphins at the end
right.
and see if they're the real deal or not?
Let's go ahead and put them on the last game on Thanksgiving at yeah. Green Bay, and then let's go from there and see what they look like. So,
10 wins would be...
So you think 10-7?
That would be pretty good.
I mean, 10...
Do I think that's the ceiling? No, I mean, I think they could do better. They could also certainly do worse.
I said 11-6. I'm going to tell you why. And part of this 11-6, you got to beat Buffalo. Of course, you got to beat the Jets too. If they're as good as a lot of people think they are, but 11-6 to me, with everybody beating on everybody a little bit, and if the Jets are better, I think 11-6 wins that division for you. Again,
the bigger problem becomes like if you don't win 10 games.
Well, you got wild card all over it, and here you go again.
Well, you're maybe a wild card team. That's the issue, right? I don't know how many wins it's going to take to get in there, Joe.
Well, 9-8, we've had 9-8 not get in, and we've had 9-8 get in.
So there are a lot of good teams out there in the AFC. The AFC is very tough, right? We know that. So if this team, God forbid, misses the playoffs, you know, wins less than 10 games or would have missed the playoffs or something like that.
I'll tell you who, if
we go on the road and get smashed in a wild card, like anything of that nature, like you're in big trouble, man. So they better win 10 at least. Or I don't know where you go from here, I guess would be what I'm saying. Like, I don't know.
You're taking a negative spin.
I just think they've lost some talent, clearly. They're coming into the season a little more banged up than they probably should be. With that being said, you can go, look, you go 2-0. To start this, you know, in like the first 6 days of the season or whatever it is, you know, things will look a lot more positive.
So some people think they've lost three key guys. I think they've lost two key guys. I think Van Ginkle, they can work around Van Ginkle. And again.
Well, they're going to have to work around everyone they lost, doesn't matter.
No. I mean, they can find a guy to replace Van Ginkle. That's how I feel. The two guys that are going to be hard to place are the guys that got the two big contracts. One went to Carolina, and one went to the Raiders. Mm-hmm. Those were really good young players, former first and a second round pick.
You're going to lose guys. It happens, right?
Okay, well, that's what they lost.
Okay, but so here is another question mark, right? I keep hearing how Tua got better, and he's going to make that next leap.
I think he has gotten better.
Okay, well, you're obviously very limited in what you can see in practice, right? They certainly don't go all out in practice, so you know.
So I don't know where you're going.
You can't really tell, but is Tua going to make this leap that I keep hearing, like the Omars of the world say that he's about to make?
I think
that would be the next part of the.
No, that's fair.
Right?
By the way, that's fair, and I think he is going to take another step.
He played well last year, clearly, but it wasn't good enough, and he would need to, you know, elevate his game. Now everyone says that he's going to take another step forward. Great. I see that happen, though.
I just think there's going to be, like we saw with the Canes, there's going to be a lot more use of the tight end. And then when I say tight end, flexible tight ends that go in motion and do different things. So I think that's going to be big. And I honestly think Mike's going to find a way to use all these running backs. He's not going to have that track meet and want two of the three guys in the track meet standing next to him the whole game. I think he's going to come up with some creative stuff to get more guys that can run for potentially more big plays. But I expect Tua, if he plays all 17 games, to put up big numbers. I'm not saying MVP, and I'm not saying, you know, 50 touchdown passes, but I expect Tua to have a really good season. Man, he is a different guy this year than last year, from last year and the year before. He is walking around, and he got a little edge to him, and he got a little
All that stuff is great.
Okay, and I'm just telling you what I got to read into.
He needs to deliver against the good teams, the stuff that
he could not do
last year. And if he takes that step that everyone keeps saying, that yeah, maybe the Dolphins can get to, you know, 10, 11 wins, and that'd be great. Yeah, that'd probably get you the division.
So I do agree they got to beat the good teams. I'm not disagreeing, and you got to play better in December, January. They know that.
The problem, again, like I –
what's the problem?
It's not a problem, but I just don't
know. Keep going, like you turn everything this morning into a problem.
Because at least, like, when you go watch the Canes practice, they really get after, and you can kind of get an idea, like, they're going to, you know, of what they're about. The Dolphins practices, I have no idea what it's going to look like on Sunday. And they're playing against a team that I imagine will be in the same, you know, kind of the same amount of wins, right?
They think they're going to win 10 or 11 games.
They
up
signed
there.
That quarterback for the same reason the Dolphins signed Tua.
By the way, Mario's practices and Mike McDaniel's practices, the NFL practices and the college practices have nothing in common.
I understand that, but that's why you asked me the other day, was I shocked, you know, or surprised about how well Cam Ward played? And I was like, well, you know, he kind of did a lot of stuff we saw him do in practice. So I wasn't that shocked. Like with Tua, you just don't do a ton in practice. That's okay.
I mean, but nobody's getting hit. There's no quarterback getting hit.
It doesn't matter.
No quarterback's getting hit in practice. Unless you want to get cut or kicked off the team.
By 4 o'clock Sunday, you'll have a pretty good idea of what this team's about. Right?
I expect he's going to have a good game against Jacksonville.
I do too. They should blow Jacksonville out at home.
Oh, I don't know about that. They should. They should blow them out.
They should, yeah.
I love your takes. Here, I'm going to write all these down.
Thank you.
So Jacksonville, they blow out.
I'm not saying they do. I'm saying they should. You don't think they should be able to
beat Jacksonville? They got double-digit sack guys on the outside, both sides. I believe they're both first-round picks. And they got to – unless their O-line is really bad, they got good skilled players. They have a good batch, a real good batch. Not our speed. They don't run our track meet. We don't run in the same track meets. But they got a pretty damn good team. I get Jacksonville hasn't done – crapola. They haven't done anything either. They haven't. They did have a nice comeback against the Chargers a couple years ago, right?
I don't want to read these texts. They're very discouraging towards you, Joe. Joe, you're saying the same things about the Dolphins you said last year. There's no change. Wishful thinking.
What do you mean there's no change? We won 11 games with that whatever you thought of that team last year. Won 11 games.
Need to go 2-1 in the first three games, or I may be right, train off the tracks. Well, I don't know about the train off the tracks, but.
Are we going to play it? We're going to play a few of these here before we decide?
We'll play
see
Sunday.
What happens. Yeah,
we're
still going to play.
We'll lay some up on Sunday. Doesn't mean we're not going to take our stabs at predictions.
No, that's what we're doing.
And you know.
Stabbing.
I get where you're coming from with your predictions.
The other thing...
Someone said ETN will run for over 150 yards. Well, he's on my fantasy team, so...
You and mine now.
Whatever he's got to do.
Hey, all of a sudden, wait a second, don't get in the way of my fantasy football team. You just got my running back. If he runs for 150, hey, Dolphins, good luck. Try to win, but let him get his
have,
yards.
By the way, I guess we could just do our fantasy football update right now since we're just running a little behind here. It's sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's is America's favorite vodka for a reason. Known for great vodka, giving back, and doing good for dogs. 40% alcohol by volume, namely 80 proof, crafted to be savored responsibly.
You don't have to tell me about Tito's. We throw down Tito's and cranberry at our house.
We always do. I'm going to leave the fantasy report at this. We got the station draft tonight.
Are you doing another one?
Well, the Station League is tonight. Solana is like leading the charge on that.
He's the president of the league?
They call it the commissioner, not the president.
Well, you get the complaints. He gets all the complaints.
He would. Well, we had one guy drop out already.
Somebody dropped out.
Yeah, Vlad dropped out.
How much money was involved?
It wasn't a money issue. He was really upset that there was too many people in the league, and so he dropped out. So he was replaced.
Vladdy's, wow. He was upset. What's going on with Vladdy?
I don't know. He was upset about that, but it's a tough league, bro. Listen, we have guys here that are fantasy football experts that do that for a living, and so it is a little difficult.
Yeah, you're taking shots.
It's not a shot.
You are. You're taking
it's
shots.
Tough. It's a tough league.
You're on a roll here.
Tough league.
We're running super late. You're on a roll.
You
want to
play?
Here.
You want to join the team?
No, I don't.
You can get in, bro.
I don't want to.
I'll give you till 7 o'clock tonight.
Here, no, I'm not doing it. I do want to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic. I do. And if any of my Atlantic Men's Clinic folks are out there or people that are using it, congratulations. I know you're getting great results like I am. And to the people who own and run Atlantic Men's Clinic, thank you for telling me. And everything you promised has come true. I was a member of the ED Low T family, and nobody wants to be part of that family. Nothing good about being tired, being moody, sleeping like crap, and then on top of it, no sex drive. And by the way, it was so bad. My wife, God, I love my wife. She's making excuses for me. Oh, you're just stressed out, probably. Oh, just get some sleep time. It's been going on for a while. I got some other problems here. Anyway, I don't want to go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. I really didn't. I go, just go meet with them. That's the best meeting I've ever had. It's like going to that party you don't want to go to. Then you go and you have a great time. You're like, God, I'm so glad we went. That was great. That's what Atlantic Men's Clinic's going to do for you. You're going to be so glad you're able to go. And then you knock out low T and ED. Yep, they got a program that's absolutely perfect for you. Hey, and that first appointment that I want you to set up, if you're going through it, you know it. By the way, guys, don't go around telling everybody, hey, I'm Joe Rose. I got ED and low T. You don't do that. I understand that. But I had it 6 months ago, and I was glad to tell you about 5.5 months ago, everything was gone. And I started feeling great. My energy level, I want to start with that. But everything else too, man. Schedule a consultation with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Do it today. Your initial visit includes medical consultation with a Florida licensed medical provider, a T and a PSA test, and a medically advised a test dose. And if the test dose doesn't work in the office, your visit is free. Please, please make this call if you're going through it right now and you don't know where to turn, or you've been a little bummed out about this whole thing. They have 6 locations in South Florida to serve you. It's a whole bunch of men in their 40s, 50s, and 60s that are there that look really good. They're getting healthy. They're doing it the right way with Atlantic Men's Clinic, 877-455-7300. I'm telling you right now, I'm going to say it again, 877-455-7300, or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. I'm so happy with the results, and I know you will too. Atlantic Men's Clinic, call them today.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling,
"Come on, move!"
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Time for your Stock Market Report, sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home with the $21,000 discount, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. And after yesterday's bloodbath, it's looking bad again. NASDAQ futures down 116 points, Dow down 43 points, the S&P down 18 points. Joe, back to you.
Oh, man. You always have to do that in this 9 o'clock hour, really.
Well, it's not usually good.
Not usually good. How about a little bit? Hey, man, can I say one thing here? Like, so I know you, and I know you guys like to call me out on this, and it's fine. It really is fine. And I want to say that last year's team was overall the most talented team that we've had in 20 years. Had a little bit, and all that talent was spread out. It wasn't like it has been in past years where we had a loaded defense and no offense. We had a lot of that. And this year's team, we lost two big pieces to me. We did. We lost the two guys that got paid six-figure contracts, over $100 million each. They're damn good players. There's no question about it. But they still have a really, really good team this year. And they got some more pieces coming back from injury that aren't 100% yet, but will be. And I'm not talking about Odell. I'm talking about your two pass rushers. So I think this team's got a chance to be really good. So you don't have to say you said that last year. I thought last year's team was going to be really good. So did you when they're 9-3. How many of you were agreeing with me when we were 9-3? 9-3, I'm going, damn.
But I think that's the issue here, right? Like, I was one of those people, I thought they were going to make a Super Bowl run of sorts, but, you know, then you get sent right back crashing down to earth, yeah. And it's like, you know, kind of ends the way that they've always ended. And, you know, I get that people could be a little cautious before buying in this year. Like, that's fair, isn't it?
No, that's fine. But I want to, nobody thinks they have a bad team or.
Like, I'd rather say, all right, they're going to win 10 games. If they win 12, like, great, tremendous.
They didn't fill in this roster with a bunch of 30-year-old guys that have been really good players, hoping they could get another good year out of them. And the amount of money they spent for two wide receivers, a quarterback, and even your coach to come in here and suck. They think they have a really good chance to have a really good team. They do. You heard the word Super Bowl out of the owner. You've heard... You know, and he jumped. I mean, he jumped a couple of steps from where we've been in 24 years, but they all think they got a good team. Hey, the best player on the team. I just heard the soundbite. The best player on the team, Tyreek Hill. Hey, man, it's the best team we've had since I've been here. So here we go. And I get it. We've been 8-3. We've been 9-3, feeling pretty good. And it hasn't ended well. Hasn't ended well. So I get it. I'm not mad, but like, I'm not going to make it sound like we weren't 9-3 last year before ended up, what, going 11-7? So not the finish you wanted for sure. So anyway, I just want to put that. And I get you guys in jail. Oh, you said this last year. I think they got another good team, man. I do. I think they have another good team, and I'm like you. I don't want to hear about injuries if they happen. They happened to a lot of teams last year. We don't allow them to make excuses. We're not going to make excuses. Tried to add some rookie depth. They've got some guys they feel good about. They got a couple guys they're hoping to have back for the second half of the season. I'm giving them some time, actually. They hope before that. So here we go. But you know the good news is? We'll get a good look at this sucker Sunday at 1 o'clock, and I can't wait. I love games, man. I love everything fresh. And by the way, Jacksonville, I watched one of their podcasts with Pete Prisco, and those guys up there are talking the same way. How many wins do you think we'll get? 10 or 11? Same thing. Tony Boselli and those guys, 10 or 11 wins. That's okay. And they got the Texans and the Colts and the Titans. Titans are good. Titans came down here and really ruined our season if you look back. Our season, we could have got through the whole season if you think about it, even not beating any of the good teams. If we would have beaten the Tennessee Titans, we beat the Cowboys, but the Tennessee Titans, that last game wouldn't have mattered against the Buffalo Bills. But we lost Tennessee Titans, which, by the way, we didn't just lose. It was how we lost. And how many people walked out of that Tennessee game or were sitting home going, I hope this game doesn't come back to haunt us. It not only haunted us. I got to laugh now.
I didn't even see the end of that game. I told you my story on that one.
No.
When they iced it away, we left. So we took the bright line. We went to that game. We took the bright line.
So you with 14 after they just looked terrible on a couple plays.
I don't remember what the play was, but there was a running play where they ran at a big run, and the game looked like it was iced away. And everyone was, we started leaving, and then we got on the shuttle back to the bright line, and people were going bonkers.
We apparently have never played a two-minute defense in our life because we're allowing running backs to catch it out of the backfield and run 40 yards down the field, and we couldn't get a first down. And that quarterback thought he was going to a Pro Bowl or something. I don't know what happened to him. They must have got fired up about that one. Hey, we're not done with the Dolphins. We've got Omar Kelly coming up. We're going to talk to Omar about everything Dolphins, this roster, and everything else. And if you get a chance, it's out. The comeback on the fish tank. OJ and Seth have done it. Great work. The Dan Marino story, the comeback after the Achilles injury. And, boy, what a comeback it was in that opener against the Patriots. Hey, Omar's coming up next.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.